And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 26th of February, 2016. 1917, on this date, the first commercial jazz record was recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, released by Victor. Dixieland Jazz Band, one step on the A side. On the B side was the Livery Stable Blues. Five white musicians from New Orleans, clarinet, piano, drums, trombone, and cornet. 1919, on this day, President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill to establish Grand Canyon National Park, including more than 1 million acres of land in northwestern Arizona. In that year, 44,000 people visited the new park, these days about 5 million every year. It's the birthday of the man who said, "There is one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has come." Victor Hugo, born in Besançon, France, 1802, author of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It made him a celebrity when he was still in his 20s, and he used his celebrity to advocate for political causes, including denouncing the autocratic regime of Napoleon III, who declared Victor Hugo an enemy of the state. And Hugo managed to flee the country, went to Brussels, lived in exile for the next 20 years, during which time he wrote Les Miserables, about a poor Parisian who steals a loaf of bread, spends 19 years in jail for it, and after his release becomes a successful mayor and businessman, and then is imprisoned once again for a minor crime in his past. Book was very popular. Hugo returned to Paris, was elected to the Senate, and when he died at the age of 82, 2 million people showed up for his funeral, his procession through the streets of the city. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, Guide to the Other Gallery. This is the hall of broken limbs where splintered marble athletes lie beside the arms of cherubim. Nothing is ever thrown away. These butterflies are set in rows, so small and gray inside their case. They look alike now, I suppose. Death makes most creatures commonplace. These portraits here of the unknown are hung three high, frame piled on frame, each potent soul who craved renown, immortalized without a name. Here are the shelves of unread books, millions of pages turning brown. Visitors wander through the stacks, but no one ever takes one down. I wish I were a better guide. There's so much more that you should see. Rows of bottles with nothing inside. Displays of locks which have no key. You'd like to go? I wish you could. This room has such a peaceful view. Look at that case of antique wood without a label. It's for you. A poem by Dana Gioia, Guide to the Other Gallery, from his collection 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And supported by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair. Some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.